WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. President Trump has a morning security briefing before leaving for his golf club in New Jersey to weigh next moves in the Iran-Israel war. ABC's Ian Pannell in Tel Aviv.
The civilian death toll rising on both sides, though most deaths reported in Iran. Israel and Iran both issuing evacuation orders to residents in each other's country, warning that operations may be taking place.
And they are. Israeli missiles hit a third Iranian hospital, even as Israeli Ambassador Daniel Maron rails about Iran's attack yesterday on one of its hospitals.
Soroka is a civilian target. It is a civilian hospital that has been targeted by the Iranians.
Israel reporting Iran fired a barrage of about 20 more missiles into Israel a short time ago. Iran is meeting now with European diplomats in Geneva. Summer arrives tonight with dangerous heat affecting 100 million Americans this weekend. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The deadline for a new budget is growing closer, and there are more cracks appearing among the lawmakers crafting it. The Joint Finance Committee nixed their hearing yesterday, not long before it was set to start. Assembly Republicans intimate that Senate Republicans have walked away from negotiations. In a statement, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee Mark Bourne said, quote, "We hope Senate Republicans will come back to the table," end quote. Yesterday, they were supposed to discuss Wisconsin's outdated prisons. Lawmakers and the governor agree that Green Bay Correctional Institution needs to close, and the governor's plan would have closed Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake, too. They were also set to take up the budgets for the Department of Justice, the Department of Administration, and the Department of Children and Families. The deadline is looming here. If a budget isn't signed by June 30th, funding levels will stay the same as last budget until a new one goes into effect. That impacts the budgets for school districts, cities, towns, and counties across Wisconsin. And UW officials say they're shocked that lawmakers would consider an $87 million budget cut to the UW system. Spokesperson Mark Pitch says the system has endured cuts for more than a decade. Data shows Wisconsin is now 44th in the nation for public university funding. Meanwhile, the judge charged for allegedly helping a man try to evade immigration officials will not stand trial in a month as originally scheduled. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan's federal trial over allegations she helped an immigrant avoid arrest by federal agents has been delayed. Court records show a July 21st date is no longer on the schedule. The delay is due to the judge wanting to consider Dugan's motion to dismiss the charges. Her attorneys argue her actions were protected by judicial immunity.
That's Stuart J. Waddles, and I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers face the Twins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers and the Twins at Target Field. The Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, on the mound for Milwaukee against the Twins' Joe Ryan. The Brewers with a win over the first-place Cubs yesterday, 8-7. The wind blowing out at Wrigley. Home runs by Rhys Hoskins, Caleb Durbin, Isaac Collins. Pat Murphy was pleased.
Our guys, you know, they got out to a good lead. Swing the bats great today with authority. A lot of hard contacts and great opportunity for our young guys to then face the great Cubs team.
Boys High School Baseball, Muskego with a 5-4 victory over Badger to win the Division I title in the WIAA State Tournament at Fox City Stadium. New Berlin Eisenhower 5-4 over Seymour in Division II. Kenosha St. Joe's got past Kewaunee 3-2 in Division III. And Division IV won by Johnson Creek with a 5-0 shutout over Pinelli. NBA Finals, Game 7 in Oklahoma City coming up Sunday night. The Pacers dominated the Thunder last night 108-91. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A few showers and thunderstorms around early, then increasing sunshine with highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with lows in the mid-70s. Hot and humid this weekend, highs in the mid-90s. Heat index values as high as 105. Right now, it's 69 degrees.
The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The John and Gordy Show.
Mike McCabe joins us, by the way.
Yes, Mike, you know about the Savannah Bananas.
Yeah.
The announcer calls them the Nanners.
They have all kinds of antics.
They have bright yellow uniforms.
Yes, they do.
And they do performance dances at home base.
Or in the field.
The players are out there like cheerleaders.
Yeah. And even the umpires get involved.
Yeah, they do.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll talk to Abby Abramovich from Dundrin's Distilling.
And don't forget to join the John and Gordy Zip Tie Brigade.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. It's the Stephanie Miller Show. So I wanna say thank you, cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
This idea that we don't care how many people get hurt, we don't care how we prostitute our service members, you know, thinking that you have your own special little army that's for you. I mean, it is just, it is sick. It is really sick. And anybody that supports it is also sick.
Uh-huh. Amen. Jasmine Crockett on The View.
Yeah.
Good for her. She went on to say,
we've got a mental health crisis in this country because everyone, no matter how you affiliate yourself, should be against Trump, period. This is not partisan for me. Like, I would give anything to have, sad to say, George Bush. Like give me any regular Republican nowadays, and I would be happy. But right now we have someone who does not care.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then Caroline.
Caroline Leavitt.
Hey, girl.
Had something to say about that.
She did.
I think it's incredibly derogatory to accuse nearly 80 million Americans of mental illness. The last time I checked, Jasmine Crockett couldn't dream of winning such a majority of the public as President Trump did. And the America First movement, which President Trump has built, is filled of hardworking patriots, the forgotten men and women, business owners, law enforcement officers. That's who makes up this president's movement. And Jasmine Crockett should go to a Trump rally sometime and she can see it for herself.
Oh, no, she shouldn't.
It's giving... Sorry, girl, you're never going to be on the Panhellenic Council. Oh. Not with that attitude. Shut up.
Yeah.
No one wants to be on the Panhellenic Council,
no,
Brittany.
No, not at all.
God.
Guy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
It's 8 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. Jody Hamilton sitting in for Stephanie, along with Bella with a Z and Chris Lavoie.
Hiya.
So, yeah, I happen to agree with Jasmine Kelly. People are starting to wake up, like Dana said yesterday, that it's slow. Some people are, some will never wake up, like those that supported, you know, still support Nixon. But some are thankfully starting to wake up. Otherwise, the protests that we had over the weekend wouldn't have been as big.
Right.
I just don't believe it would have been as big. So I'm glad about that. And we just have to keep the momentum going. And call your representatives if you've got issues with anything that's going on, even if it's somebody that you didn't vote for or you would never vote for. Call their office anyway, especially if you're in their district or you live in their state, because they have to write it down. They have to take it seriously. It's part of their job. So we talked about with John was Donald saying too many non-working holidays in America. It's just... By the way, Texas was the first state that made it a paid holiday since 1980.
Yeah, that's right.
So they were ahead of the game. Go Texas on that.
Yep.
You know, that was news to me. I did not know that. Mm-hmm. The Wall Street Journal reported that Donald paused an interview to ask an aide if she had heard of Juneteenth. And she pointed out that the White House had issued a statement last year commemorating the day and had to put out statements on Juneteenth during each of his first 3 years. So he did pay attention to it to some degree the first time he tried to ruin these United States. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he's I don't like. Have I told you I don't like him?
Yeah.
I don't know. Michelangelo in Denver. Hey, how you doing?
I wish I was doing real good, but I can't say that. And I know I have a limited amount of time. I wanted to say a lot of stuff here and everything. So let me get this out. Number one, Home Depot. My wife and I went to pick up supplies because why am I not in a great mood? Because we're doing here in our stuff in our house mm-hmm. and all construction. So I went and we're loading up our Suburban and I see two guys approaching me mm-hmm. and I saw his crew, the truck, the people that were picking up supplies, a contractor mm-hmm. and, you know, Mexicans, Guatemalans, whatever, they're loading up drywall because mm-hmm. that's their industry. They're the kings of drywall, you know, the Latinos in particular in this world.
Sure.
So I'm seeing, and you know, they're walking people over to a truck, no markings or anything else. This is right here, you know, Palo Alto Boulevard.
I do.
Jody, so in Glendale, mm-hmm. wonderful Glendale. So two guys were approaching me, and I said, hold it right there. I said, number one, who are you? And one guy had a scarf around his face, and I said, hold it right there, pal. All right, I'm loading up my supplies here. Don't want to talk to you guys unless I will show you my ID, unless you show me your ID. They stopped, and they were young. That's the thing. They were young and all. I could tell.
Uh-huh.
So the guy said, no, we just wanted to come over, sir, and whatnot. We're just here. We're not doing anything. I said, yes, you are. What are those? Why are those guys going over to that truck? Why are they getting into that truck?
Uh-huh.
I was really pissed. I'm sorry. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
I was really, really ticked off. Number one, they're getting those guys that are doing work to feed their families and everything, mm-hmm. undocumented or not. They're not illegals, undocumented or not.
Right.
And you just look at that and then flip the coin, and they're coming up to me.
Right.
I didn't go into my spiel, 22 years in the military, fighting for this country. I lost a couple of, drops of blood for this country.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to do that?
Right.
They backed off.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad they backed off.
Good.
That's good. Excellent. Excellent work.
They had to back off.
Excellent work that you did there, Michelangelo. I mean, that's mm-hmm. that's very important to try to do what you can.
Mm-hmm.
Be safe, you know, because a lot of these guys are armed, and that's what's frightening about it. And they're not armed with just a pistol. Some of them are armed with major, major guns. So it's scary out there. And if you don't feel safe, call the police on them.
Absolutely.
Just do it, you know, and then go to the police. Then when they arrive and say, this is what's happening. And people have been doing that. People have been calling the cops on and surrounding vans and making sure people get back in their homes, which is why the USC thing is fantastic. Look up USC legal stuff. And because basically what they're doing is they're helping people that want to follow the law mm-hmm. and get either their green card or the proper visa to stay in this country. And so they're doing it and they're trying to help you get online so you don't have to show up in court and have, say, your case dismissed and you get arrested immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So, look up the USC thing because it's a great tool, and hopefully the ACLU will set something up like that and others so that more people can get access to this. It's a great, great mm-hmm. service that they're doing, these alums and professors that used to go to USC. So let's talk about Trump being gross.
Okay.
Oh, classic.
So the flag poles.
Yes, the two flag poles.
Ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Like, point, please. He said, oh, he's so gross. Okay, he said, so I just want to wish you a lot of luck with the new flagpole. We have two of them, and we're going to do this one now. Then we're going to do the other one at 11 o'clock or so. That already is just annoying. But then it gets worse. We're going to have a flag raising, which will be great, and I got these guys back to work. They're making a fortune. They're standing around making a fortune. Doubt that. But remember, there's somewhere in this group, there's somebody that's going to captivate some movie producer, not Harvey Weinstein. So it won't be Harvey, but it will be somebody, and they'll say, this guy is perfect for a movie, and you're going to become a star, and your friends are going to call you, and you won't even return their phone call anymore, you know? They'll say, what do you do for a living? I put up flagpoles. I'm not even going to talk to you. I'm a big movie star. So some of you have that. Anyway, let's have a good, they call it a lifting. They also use another word, but I'm not going to use that word. Do you know what that is? The word starts with an E.
Oh, God, he's a child.
Mm-hmm.
He's a toddler.
Yes, you know what that word is? I've never used it. I'd be run out of town by you people. All right, so enjoy it, Doug. Hello, Doug. You're going to get some good. He's going to win another Nobel Prize, I think, for this picture. So I guess it's the White House photographer. Okay. But yeah, he...
Oh, my God. The amount of times this week I've had mini strokes trying to decipher...
Yes.
Direct quotes.
Uh-huh.
It sounds like a child.
He is a child.
Like, he's a child.
Well, you were reading that. I was imagining a little child with, like, a lisp who, like, can't pronounce his R's trying to say that.
Like, no, he is. He is a child.
Mm-hmm.
God. It's just... I don't understand. After 4 years of him, why did anybody vote for him twice, let alone three times? Because there are people that voted for him three times. Mm-hmm. There have to be. Mm-hmm. And he's very upset with Jerome Powell.
Yes, he is.
He called him one of the dumbest and most destructive people in government. He calls him too late, Jerome Powell. He focused his ire on the Fed chief because basically Jerome Powell is keeping interest rates where they are due to Trump's policies on tariffs. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He said, too late, Jerome Powell is costing our country hundreds of billions of dollars. He's truly one of the dumbest and most destructive people in government. And the Fed board is complicit. Europe has had 10 cuts and we've had none. We should be 2.5% lower to save billions on all of Biden's short-term debt. We have low inflation, too late's an American disgrace. And then he said, am I allowed to appoint myself to the Fed? I do a much better job than these people.
Oh, gosh.
Like he did with the Kennedy Center, where people are not going anymore to the Kennedy Center. They're canceling their stuff. It's just, I loathe him so. Ugh. I need a smoke. No, I don't. I quit 24 years ago. It is 17 minutes after the hour. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by Native Path Path Coffee.
Native Path.
If you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there's a critical reason why, and ignoring it could accelerate aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, which is a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to his breakthrough formula, Native Path Collagen, to restore what time takes away. This isn't another generic supplement. This is a clinically supported bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women significantly strengthen bones and reduce joint pain, visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin, boost hair fullness and reverse nail damage, improve cellulite appearance, and feel real results in as little as 14 days. Right now, as a Stephanie Miller listener, you can claim up to 45% off, but only for a limited time at GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. With over 5 million jars sold and over 8,000 five-star reviews and a 365-day money-back guarantee, this is your moment to take control of aging before symptoms get worse. Go to GetNativePath.com/Stephanie now. Supplies are limited and demand is surging.
Stephanie Miller.
Prepare to be knocked on your ass.
Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product
product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Well, if you've ever tried to sleep through a summer heat wave, you know the struggle, flipping the pillow, tossing the covers, sweating through the night. That used to be me until I discovered Cozy Earth sheets. These aren't your average sheets. Made from viscose from bamboo, Cozy Earth bedding is naturally temperature regulating, moisture wicking, designed to keep you cool, dry, and comfortable all night long. Since I've made the switch, I've been sleeping several degrees cooler and waking up feeling genuinely refreshed. But Cozy Earth isn't just for bedtime. Their apparel line, like the All Day Tee and Studio Pant Collection, is ridiculously soft, breathable, perfect for lounging, traveling, or just living in comfort. Once you try it, you're going to want to wear it everywhere. Here's the best part. There's no risk. Cozy Earth offers a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. Try them during the hottest stretch of the year. If you're not completely in love, send them back. Luxury should not be out of reach. Go to CozyEarth.com. Use my code Stephanie for up to 40% off. Best-selling temperature-regulating sheets, apparel, and more. Trust me, you're going to feel the difference from the very first night. That is CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie. One more time, CozyEarth.com. Type in Stephanie.
Your Free Ticket Friday keyword for the Stephanie Miller Show is brew. B-R-E-W. Brew.
Use the Civic Media app to text in the keyword for your chance to win a 4-pack of Milwaukee Brewers tickets. Full contest details on the Civic Media website.
This is Chad Spade. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
The Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
How bizarre. How bizarre. How bizarre.
It is 23 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. Laura in Connecticut. Hi.
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 Good to talk to you guys. Listen, I was thinking about KK Caroline, and I think that Bobby Kennedy Jr. can help us with this. You know, I think instead of worrying about fluoride and all the other crazy stuff he's talking about, he should find something to put in the water that can help these women, the of Trump handmaids and Aunt Lydia's, to rid them of their daddy issues.
good point.
So that we can all move on, because this guy's a moron, all these peoples are morons, and it's embarrassing. We're just, it's getting worse by the day. The gaslighting that comes out of this administration is just ridiculous. And I don't know if you saw all of the, from the L.A. Dodgers stadium stuff on Twitter, never X. They had all of the actual footage because they tried to say, oh, it wasn't happening. Da, 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 and they said, no, we have video now, folks. Everybody has a photo, you know, a video camera in their pocket. Mm-hmm. And we're going to call you on this stuff every time you try to pull this crap. So it's just mind boggling. But I'm glad you guys are there. You're keeping all of us sane. And we all need to keep fighting the fight because someday this nightmare will be over.
Yes, it will. Thank you so much, Laura. Have a great weekend. Mike Pence. Mm-hmm. He warned in a new essay that the conservative movement is being threatened by what he describes as populist fervor and the transformation into the anti-woke movement.
Okay.
Existential identity crisis now grips the American right, he wrote. A political movement once united by a commitment to limited government. This is the guy that wanted to monitor people's periods,
right.
Just to remind you.
Yep.
Moral order and a robust defense of American ideals now appears fractured, its purpose clouded by populist grievances and ideological drift. Now a warning? I mean, seriously, he is the guy that women that you had to monitor, you know, and women were sending used tampons to him, which I love. That women did that, because that's not attractive.
Right.
They're not the prettiest things in the world, just letting you know. And the GOP also doesn't care about the new debt that they're going to, if their bill passes, that they're going to ramp up. And isn't the debt ceiling in the new bill? I think it is.
There, so.
They just either they raise it or they get rid of it. It's one of the two, which I think that it should be gotten rid of anyway, because everybody just uses it as a cudgel.
Yep.
But it's kind of funny that those guys that have used it against the Democrats now going, oh, let's get rid of it. But yeah, they're fielding mounting warnings from economists that their signature legislation would add trillions of dollars to the deficit and the debt. Mm-hmm. And it appears to be the last thing on their minds. John Thune wants to ram it through. Mm-hmm. And get it to Donald. And fellow Republicans are largely ignoring a host of reports warning the bill would worsen the nation's fiscal trajectory in a serious way. Instead, they're relying on the White House's estimates.
Okay.
Because, you know, they're so truthful over there. and they're trashing the CBO, which is a nonpartisan budget scoring people.
Right.
You know, and they look into it, and it's all. Most of this stuff is over a 10-year time period, and the CBO is like, hey, if this happens, this will happen. If you do, and they, Republicans love the CBO when the Democrats want to do something, and it's just obvious. This hasn't worked over the past 44 years since Reagan. Trickle-down economics doesn't work. Giving wealthy people more money, they just hoard it.
Mm-hmm.
There's only so much a family can spend.
Exactly.
You know, there's only so much a family can spend. And even if you are, say, the Waltons and you own a giant company, they pay horrible wages. A lot of their employees are on food stamps because they don't pay them well. And they have more money than they could ever spend in a lifetime. And as a company, they make a lot of money. And so it's just, this doesn't work. You give everybody a tax break below a certain amount, that money's going back into their communities, back into businesses. It's going back in and
back into sales taxes.
Yes, into sales taxes and things that fix roads and other things. And so these are good. But one person or one family that has, you know, hey, the bus family, you guys going to spend that $10 billion? I could use some. you know, say the bus family. Hopefully they will do better with the money that they're about to receive. It's a lot of money. Not that they haven't had a lot of money over the years. But this kind of thing, they can't spend as much money as, say, everybody in Los Angeles that doesn't have $10 billion.
Right.
You know, they're only going to take so many vacations a year. They're only going to do so much personally. So these tax breaks make no sense fiscally for the country.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just, Sue in Rockville. Hi. Oh, wait, hold on. I'm going to put you back on hold because we're almost to a break. I'll put you back on hold. Yeah, because we're almost there. I almost slammed her right into a hard break. I don't want to hurt her head.
Right.
We like her a whole lot. Okay, one little bit of interesting news that came out yesterday. Mark Cuban might have been Kamala's VP pick.
That was interesting to find out yesterday.
Yeah,
he turned down the vetting.
He said, I'm not good as a number two.
Okay.
As a second in command, which is understandable. He's a CEO.
You're wrinkling your nose over there, Bella.
You're
not a fan of Mark Cuban?
Oh, we're going into a break. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
It's 29 minutes after. we'll find out off air what Bella thinks. We'll be right back with more Stephanie Miller Show.
Tom Harbin here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This weekend is our first taste of intense summer heat. We're expected to hit at least 90 degrees here in southwestern Wisconsin both Saturday and Sunday. And then you add the humidity, it'll feel like 100 degrees or even hotter than that. Just like we have to adjust when it first gets cold in the winter, our bodies may be extra sensitive as we get this first real heat wave. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains what to look out for to ensure you and the people around you stay safe.
The heat and humidity are building. It's time to be aware of signs of heat-related illnesses, like heat stroke, and it can happen fast, which is why hydration is important. Here's what's happening. We're sweating more because the air is muggy and full of water, so it's harder to evaporate the sweat off of us, which that cools us down. So since our internal body temperatures can rise to unhealthy levels, it's why you should avoid strenuous activities in the high heat. Or be sure to keep an eye on your water intake. Avoid sugary drinks and alcohol, as those work to dehydrate you even more. If you start to feel dizzy, confused, or suddenly stop sweating, it's time to get inside and find some AC. Or find a fan, get in a shaded area, cool down. Because if you continue, heat stroke is possible. You could see stars, blackout, or throw up. Nearly 700 Wisconsinites have visited emergency rooms for heat-related illnesses last year, and 39 kids across the country died. Never leave them or pets inside of a car, because in just 20 minutes on an 80-degree day, the CDC says the inside of your car can hit 109 degrees Fahrenheit. Stay cool. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This heat is expected to stick around through Monday when we may have some storms here in southwestern Wisconsin. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Stay cool this weekend. 92.7 WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Happy first day of summer. With more sunshine this afternoon, high temperatures will flirt with 80 degrees. With winds getting feisty out of the south, it's going to be pulling in the heat and humidity. Highs are going to reach the mid-90s, prompting a heat advisory, because it's really going to be feeling more like the triple digits. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
In sitcoms, when someone has a problem, they just blurt it out and move on.
Well, I lost my job and my parakeet is missing. How was your day?
But the real world is different. Managing life's challenges can be overwhelming. So, what do? We get support. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have mental health resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. See how much further you can go when you take care of your mental health.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Todd Michaels joins us now.
I have to give a shout out to Oshkosh. It's a very underrated city.
There was also a restaurant there I really liked. I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah, the Tally's was great. I may have gone to like a prom dinner there or something like that back in my day too, Pete.
A little calzone before you tear it up in the dance floor.
Yeah, there's nothing better than wearing a tuxedo and a little calzone in your cummerbund.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
We'll talk with former Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen about his bipartisan effort with the Democracy Defense Project.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's-
notice is so important. Trump understands that starting a war in the Middle East is a lot like quitting your sales job at Best Buy. It's just polite. It's possible Trump hasn't made up his mind about bombing Iran because he's too distracted by the stuff he wants to destroy here.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It is 34 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. Jody Hamilton sitting in. 323-410-0458 is the number. And Sue from Rockville. Hello.
Hello. I just want to say you guys have had a wonderful week. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hope Steph has had a good break because she better come back full strength.
No kidding.
Really? And you need a little bit of a break, Jody. I'm surprised you don't have laryngitis. As much as I talk, I get hoarse after a while. Listen, I just want to simplify things for you guys and for everyone, okay? Caroline Leavitt is Baghdad Barbie.
Yeah.
And if you call her Baghdad Barbie, you understand she's simply a propaganda machine.
Right.
Kristi Noem is Ice Barbie. And Pam Bondi is DOJ Barbie.
Right.
And it's a very bad, evil, fascist line of Barbie dolls, and I sure hope they get discontinued soon. But it does make it easier to keep track of them.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, young lady. Thank you for calling. No, she's not wrong. Baghdad Barbie or Tokyo Barbie, because Tokyo Rose.
Right.
So you're a TikToker, right? Or do you TikTok or you just watch it?
Unfortunately.
Oh, yeah. You're addicted to TikTok.
I talk about it all the time off air to the point where it gets concerning for me.
This is the intervention.
No.
Well, apparently Donnie has given them yet another 90 days reprieve.
Oh my god.
He just signed an executive order extending the deadline for TikTok to 90 more days. Thank you for your attention to this matter. He signed it.
Yeah.
Again.
For use
on the Truth Central. So, a lot of people are upset about this.
Yeah.
Senator Roger Wicker from Mississippi. I'm not overly delighted. I don't think it's a good idea. Josh Hawley, that's not my favorite thing. I'm fine with him trying to sell it, but I think at a certain point we've got to enforce this law. Because it is a law.
Right.
And executive orders, I don't think, can overturn law.
No, they can't.
Right.
No. No, they can't.
Yeah, it means he's breaking the law by doing that.
Yeah.
Not that anybody seems to care. John Cornyn said, I'd like to see this law go into effect. Jonah Goldberg, there's nothing in the law that allows for this. National Review senior writer Dan McLaughlin said Congress passed a law. It has very narrow rules on for an extension. He's nowhere near satisfying them. See, yeah, he's breaking the law. Hi, impeachment time. That's an impeachable offense.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Right.
Right.
I'm not crazy, right? That's Charles C.W. Cook, McLaughlin's National Review colleague, he said it's brazenly illegal. See, I'm agreeing with conservatives. It's frightening. I don't like it. Guy Benson said this is illegal. Mike Scott said we need to get TikTok out of the CCP's hands. Carl Sion said Trump needs to shut down the CCP spy app. King of Convictions tweeted, it's a CCP app. I understand why he extends it if it's used. I don't understand why he extends it if it's used to harm America.
It's, it is so, this argument has been, it is so beyond stupid. If you have ever spent any time on that dang app, it's so obvious for, at least to me, what I've gathered from it is that the real reason is it's the biggest competitor with Facebook,
right.
Meta, Instagram,
right.
You know, those social media sites. And TikTok quickly overtook both of those sites.
There's a reason why Meta made clones of TikTok on both Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, the UI looks like TikTok now.
Absolutely.
Instagram Reels was created to combat TikTok and It's just, it's so obvious and it's so stupid. It's a business ploy. This is a businessman that we're talking about.
Yes.
A failed businessman.
Uh-huh.
So, oh, I'll just ban the competition for you, Mark. It's like, it's so lame. It's so lame. Grand scheme of things, at the end of the day, this has been a discussion for so long that I don't think the ban is ever going to go into effect. And if it does, I don't care anymore. Like, I'm just so sick of it. If Mark Zuckerberg wants to be in charge of all, well, okay, that's another thing. Sorry.
Keep going on my high horse right now.
Didn't you come in here saying that we were going to have to bear with you today because you weren't feeling good?
Yeah, you were.
I'm still a little rocky, I'm not going to lie. I got my Pepto next to me just in case. And I got, like, no sleep last night. But that may be a good thing for this. Oh, my gosh. I just completely lost my train of thought.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. No, specifically with TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
So there are less, and this is all like my conspiracy theory and just like what other people have said on TikTok. On Instagram, mm-hmm. it is the content you get and the ads that are pushed to you and the, you know, content that you don't follow already, like everything that's pushed to you, it's all very filtered. The algorithm there is very specific.
Yeah.
Around the time of the election, there were reports that people were getting Trump-related ads, Republican Party ads, despite the fact that they had never interacted with any accounts mm-hmm. like that. And a lot of the times, I will get right-wing content on Instagram Reels.
That was my problem with TikTok. When I mm-hmm. first started using TikTok, it was during the campaign, and I'm like, it is nothing but Trumpers on here. I am done. And that's what made me go away.
And I'm not saying that TikTok doesn't also do that when you first join the app, because there is a problem with the algorithm on both sites that when a man, because you have to put your age and your gender, and if you put male, and if you put specifically right now, if you put between ages like 13 to 18 or something,
I am far beyond
I know, but as of recently, people have made, you know, burner accounts just to see what would happen. They get pushed right-wing alpha male content.
Really?
Yes. So it's a problem on TikTok as well. But at least for me personally, someone who had algorithms that were long time in the making, I downloaded TikTok in 2018.
Right.
I've had Instagram since like 2015, 2016. So my algorithm has been, you know, I've been in their systems for a long time. Around the election, I'm getting far-right content on Instagram. And then on TikTok, I'm getting, you know, left content of people saying, why am I getting far-right content?
Yeah.
This is weird. So a conversation started. And I'm convinced that Meta, at a certain point, they're just going to...
They forced the right-wing content out there?
Yeah. I have a feeling that it's going to get to a point where they're going to shadow ban any left-leaning content.
Oh, they already...
They already are, and I feel like it's going to get bad. And on TikTok, the amount of videos I was seeing from the protests in downtown LA last week alone, people down there saying this is not a riot. This is two blocks, like the truth. People actually reporting on the truth. I'm only getting that on TikTok. I'm not getting that on any Meta platform.
You're making a valid argument for TikTok here.
Like, I think they're scared that it's less, they can't regulate it as easily as they can regulate Meta. And that's just,
well,
nothing's
really regulated on the internet that much.
Meta wants favors from the Trump administration, so Meta will bend over backwards.
So they're self-regulating at that point. It's not government regulation.
No. It's not forced government regulation, but the government is saying, if you know what's best for you, you know, you'll help us.
I'm scared that it's going to get to a point, though, where, because this is unprecedented. We have never experienced this before, ever.
Right.
And so we have no clue what's going to happen. We can easily say, like, oh, the government would never regulate that, but, you know.
They have ways of regulating it without it being regulations.
Yeah, like legally.
Yeah.
Right.
So
no,
that's my two cents. That's my fear. And that's why I think TikTok should remain. Thanks.
You've made a valid argument for that.
You
know what? You may have changed my mind.
Give it another try. You never
know. I'm not going to. I'm online way too much for this show anyway.
You don't need another outlet.
I don't, no.
I only go to TikTok if somebody sends me something.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jack doesn't have TikTok, so every time I want to send him a TikTok, I have to screen record it and send it to him.
Okay.
So it's gotten to the point where I stopped sending
TikToks. Can you send
TikToks.
A link? You can get a link.
Yeah, but it, for some reason with certain phones, when you click the link, it's like you need to download TikTok to watch this video.
Yeah, and that's a lot. Yeah. A friend of mine sent me something. I was like, I don't have Instagram on my phone. I'll go look at it on my other thing.
All right, TikTok's on my phone, but it's been offloaded. I never used it, so it offloaded itself until,
I'm not a big app person on my phone.
I have so many apps.
Seth the homo, or is it the homo of hope? Or
the homo of filth.
Oh, you're the homo of filth. Hi, Seth. How are you?
I am the filthy one. I'm terrific. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you.
You've done a great job, Jody. So it's been lovely.
Thank you
for stepping up to the helm.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So it occurs to me, Trump is now literally Ebenezer Scrooge of Juneteenth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Walking around complaining about how he's losing money because people aren't working. Mm-hmm. Isn't that exactly what Scrooge was barking at Cratchit on Christmas Eve?
Yep.
How dare they take the holiday off?
Yep. Yep. No, you're absolutely right.
We're literally at Dickensian levels of cruelty now. And, I can't even imagine three ghosts who would want to go visit this guy.
I'm with you on that. I'm totally with you on that. that's a valid comparison. And with racial overtones on it, too. Because, what John pointed out, it's like, This is a president who has had more vacations than any other president ever. In the existence of this young country,
and he's
of
headed
ours.
To Bedminster again this weekend.
Of course, he is. Yeah. Well, he hasn't golfed, Chris.
I know he's going to play golf this weekend.
Poor guy. Oh no.
That is the sole reason he gave 2 weeks so that
he could play golf.
So that he could play golf. He didn't want to deal with it this weekend.
I agree with you. You are correct. You are correct.
Oh yeah.
Sir. Absolutely. Absolutely. Set the home of hope. We're just going to get set.
Oh.
Hello, homo, solo homo, and Jody on the showmo, and Bella with a Z. You go, Bella with a Z.
Oh,
today
thanks.
You've got the Z and the other 25 letters as well. So I agree with my brother Seth the Filth. Great job this week, Jody.
Thank you, sir.
I wanted to say, great job. Going back to Jasmine Crockett in the beginning of the show, people who are voting for this and supporting this are sick. And I'm thinking, in the supermarkets, they need to put up TV monitors in the produce section and run loop 24/7 of migrants working, picking the lettuce, picking the strawberries, picking the tomatoes. Because I think, when you're sitting, I was telling a MAGA person the other day, when next time you sit down with a salad, the person who picked your lettuce may be in detention right now. And I just don't understand how people don't make that connection. It's like everybody, they're so insulated.
Right.
I mean, I have a right-wing family member who lives in Camarillo, lives in where all those fields are.
Yeah.
And he's like a Trump clone. And I think people need to see it. And I think that's what needs to happen. I there needs to be a salad campaign or something, because until there's no food, you're not going to care.
Right.
And and I just think that people, everybody's in their own world, and we have to do things to put things in people's faces. And you guys do an excellent job at that, all three of you. And
oh,
I think
thank you.
You're all you're all a national treasure in my book. I haven't written it yet, but you will be the first four chapters, the four of you, including the absent Stephanie.
Absolutely. And, all right. Thank you, Seth. You're so sweet.
You're all delicious eye candy.
Thank you.
You're very, very sweet. Have a wonderful weekend, sir.
You.
All right.
Aw, no, on that note, I'm so happy. It's 48 minutes after the hour. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by Credo Mobile. This year, we've seen how a lot of companies are quick to abandon anything progressive like pride. Credo Mobile is not taking down the pride flag because winds have shifted.
Nope.
Credo is a progressive phone company that's donated over $95 million to nonprofits working for a better world. When you switch to Credo Mobile, you get reliable nationwide coverage and competitive plans. But more importantly, every month, Credo Mobile donates to a progressive nonprofit like Rainforest Action Network, the ACLU, and the Transgender Law Center. Our members vote on who gets the money. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart and easy way to make a difference. Just go to credomobile.com for more info. And just for Stephanie Miller listeners, you can get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at credomobile.com. Once again, that's credomobile.com and use the code STEPH25 for 25% off your service for 2 years. That's credomobile.com.
Stephanie Miller.
Would you do me the very great honor of eating my shorts?
I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist. Today, the fastest growing religious group in the country is the non-religious, especially among the young. That progress is heartening, but the religious pushback is fierce and the forces of Christian nationalism are well organized. Our progress won't continue unless we work together so that reason and our secular constitution will prevail. That's why I'm asking you to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics working to keep state and church separate, just like our founders intended. Please join the Freedom From Religion Foundation today. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
Join us. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text Miller to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Miller to 511-511. Because the only thing worse than a sermon is when it comes with legislation. Text fees may apply.
When was the last time you detoxed your body? If you're like most people, the answer is probably never. Toxins accumulate in our bodies every day from pollution in the air we breathe and water we drink, as well as the food we eat, especially if that food includes fast food, processed food, and sugar. How do you know if you're suffering from a buildup of toxins? If you're experiencing low energy, brain fog, headaches, bloating, and skin irritation, then those are all telltale signs. So, how do you detox your body? Well, you can add saunas or juice fasts, but what you really need is Active Liver from New Nordic. Containing a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, Active Liver makes it easy to help your liver detox your body all year long without major changes to your diet or lifestyle. Try Active Liver today and start feeling better with more energy immediately. Active Liver comes in both a delicious gummy or tablet. Active Liver is available in stores at CVS or Meijer or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
I'm Catherine Legg with WMDX Radio. Not sure how this happened, but our morning guys, John and Gordy, are in Madison Magazine's Best of Madison Readers poll. Who would vote for these guys anyway?
Hey everybody, Rocker here. John and Gordy, they're up for Best Radio Team on Madison Magazine's Best of Madison poll. These guys rock, so they're getting my vote, and I hope you get out your vote too. They may be old, but they still know how to rock.
Go to WMDXRadio.com and click on the Best of Madison banner on the homepage. Voting ends June 30th, so don't wait.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' 3 locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
With curbside pickup available, you'll always find what you love only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
You can support animals in need in our community when you shop at Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores. Thrift Store West on Watts Road and Thrift Store East on High Crossing Boulevard. Shop gently used and new clothing and accessories, home goods, toys, furniture, and a whole lot more. All proceeds from the Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores support the comfort and care of animals in need across the county. Visit giveshelter.org/thrift for more information.
It is 53 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. This portion is brought to you by Lately, it seems like the wall between church and state is under full-scale attack. In Texas, lawmakers want to post the Ten Commandments in public school classrooms and give school boards power to approve prayer sessions and Bible meetings. At the federal level, a new bill just passed the House that removes Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care, not just for youth, but for everyone. And the Supreme Court, they're about to hear a case that could let religious charter schools access public funding, completely blurring the line between church and state. If this sounds extreme, it's because it is. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has been pushing back since 1978. They're on the front lines defending the Constitution, making sure public funds, public schools, and public policy stay secular. If you believe in facts over faith-based legislation, now is the time to act. Go to FFRF.us/freedom or text the last name Miller to 511-511 and become a member today. Join us and go to FFRF.us/freedom or text Miller to 511-511 to support their work, because when religion starts driving public policy, democracy takes a back seat. Text fees may apply. Marion, Georgia. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, great. Thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to give an update on the Audriana Smith case. Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with that at all?
Yeah, she was the woman that was in a coma that they made stay alive until the baby. Was the baby born?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, she actually wasn't in a coma. She was brain dead.
Oh, yeah, she was brain dead. Yeah, they just,
Yeah, there's a distinction biologically, and the baby was taken by emergency cesarean section at 4:41 a.m. last Friday, so Friday the 13th, and then the family had a vigil for her 31st birthday on Sunday, and then on Tuesday, the support mechanisms were removed, were turned off.
Yeah, I mean, what they did to that poor woman and her family was, it's not like she was 9 months pregnant. She was only 9 weeks pregnant when the state decided to keep her as an incubator. Because if it were a viable fetus, they could have taken the fetus out and she would have been, he or she would have been fine. I don't know if it's a boy or a girl. It's just, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
It is really, really disgusting. And her family was like, these are not her wishes. I mean, this poor baby is now being born without a mom.
Yeah.
You know, her grandparent, who I assume the dad's in the picture, but I don't know. She was a nurse, I believe. So she knew. She knew exactly what she did. She has more knowledge than the average person on what she would have wanted to have been done to her body. I mean, I have healthcare directives. I have two of them. You know, because when my sister was dying, we were like, okay, if this happens and this happens,
what
do you want to be done to you? What do you want us to do? What don't you want us to do? Because that's important for the family to know as well. So it's disgusting that the state got involved in
this.
It's sick. It's Handmaid's Tale, baby.
It's actually, if that's not a warning sign or a red flag to any woman who still can find a way to support, you know, this current administration, wake up.
Yeah.
Wake up, do your research, because you could be next.
Yeah. It's just, it's gross. It's wrong, morally wrong. And honestly, if we didn't have life-supporting things in a hospital, she and the baby would not have survived anyway. So that's God's will, y'all.
I was about to say,
that's God's will, ain't
it? Jody.
Ain't it God's will?
It is God's will.
All you God-fearing folks. It's... Hi, dogs, again. You're not getting any more. You're not getting any more biscuits. It's the end of my week here.
It is. But you'll be back on Tuesday.
I will be back on Tuesday.
Yes.
Consider me confirmed.
Okay, great.
don't have to bother me. Thank everybody for calling in. Thank you guys so much for all of your help
here. Of course.
Here.
Thank you.
And the doggies, too. And Stephanie will be back on Monday with Rude Pundit and Cliff Schechter.
Yes.
Bye.
Yay. Thank you, Jody.
Thank you, Jody.
Boy. voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'll be joined by Civic Media's political editor and creator of the Recombobulation Area, Dan Schaefer, to discuss the state of the state's budget. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
This is Chad Spate. Are you thinking about improving your home? At Chad's Design Build, we're proud to offer remodeling done well with love. And our commitments to you and your home convey that love and spell our name. The Chad's experience is structured to provide excellent communication, honesty, accuracy, detailed proposals, and satisfied customers. We're also committed to making your home comfortable, healthy, attractive, durable, and sustainable. If you want a quality remodel and a quality remodeling experience, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Summer arrives today with instant swelter. More than 100 million Americans, about a third of the population, will be suffering under extreme heat today in the central U.S., Sunday into Monday in the east, like New York.
The feel-like temperatures could hit 105 degrees in many parts of our state.
Governor Kathy Hochul reminding us that heat is the number one cause of weather deaths. The summer will bring much traffic, especially on the 4th.
AAA predicting an all-time record number of people, over 72 million venturing at least 50 miles from home, with a record 5.84 million flying to their destination. That's up almost 1.5% from the same period last year.
ABC's Will Reeve. President Trump is heading to his Bedminster golf course today after a security briefing on Israel's war against Iran. Iran is in Geneva right now meeting with European leaders as both sides maintain their missile attacks on each other. This is ABC News.